BBC has obtained evidence of a secret plan within the governing body of World Athletics to delay naming Russian drugs cheats in the run-up to the 2013 World Championships in Moscow. The plan is outlined in an email sent to a colleague by the Deputy General Secretary of the IAAF, Nick Davis. Dan Rowan reports.
In the email labelled Very Secret, Nick Davies wrote that he needed to understand exactly what Russian skeletons were still in the cupboard regarding doping, and that the governing body needed to be smart about the unveiling of guilty athletes. If the guilty ones are not competing, he wrote, then we might as well wait until the event is over to announce them. Mr. Davies denies any wrongdoing and, in a statement to the BBC, said that as director of IAAF Communications, one of his responsibilities was to manage the organisation's reputation.
The White House says it's committed to supporting the Afghan people and government after a suicide bomber killed six US soldiers near Bagram Air Base. The Taliban say they carried out the attack. The killing coincided with the Taliban offensive in the southern province of Helmand. More from our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette.
There's been a month of heavy fighting across Helmand province, and as it stands now, in a province of 14 districts, all but two are either in Taliban hands or they're heavily contested. They weren't defeated in this war. They were simply pushed back. They either retreated into Pakistan or have returned, or they melted into the very traditional society where they're part of the society. And so they are fighting back. It's a reminder yet again, these wars of our time are very long wars and they're going to take place for a long time to come.
International agencies have condemned an advertising campaign by the Hungarian government that links migration to terrorism. Anti-immigrant messages are broadcast hourly on radio and television stations in Hungary. Nick Thorpe has more details.
The interesting thing with this latest version of the Hungarian government's anti-migration campaign is that it comes at a time when there are no migrants at all in Hungary. It sealed its border with Serbia in September and with Croatia in October. And those fences have been effective, of course, because that flow of migrants and refugees has carried on, but through the Balkans. So this is an attack on migrants who actually aren't any longer in Hungary.
Venezuela has accused Argentina of meddling in its internal affairs after Argentina's new conservative president, Mauricio Macri, called for the release of all political prisoners in Venezuela. The two countries were close political allies until Mr. Macri was elected. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says attacks by the Islamist group Boko Haram in Nigeria and neighbouring countries have forced more than 1 million children out of school. It says hundreds of schools have been attacked, looted, or set on fire during the six-year conflict. World News from the BBC. One of the candidates hoping to be the next FIFA president, Tokio Sehwale, has appeared as a potential witness before a US grand jury as part of an investigation into alleged World Cup bribery. The BBC has learned that he was questioned about an alleged $10 million payment from South Africa to a former FIFA vice president, Jack Warner. Mr. Sehwale was a member of the bidding team that won the right for South Africa to host the World Cup in 2010. He has denied any wrongdoing. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he will put the wider interests of his country first as he seeks to persuade other parties to join a governing coalition. Mr. Rajoy's popular party won the most seats in Sunday's general election, but not enough to form a government. Tom Burridge is in Madrid.
Forming a coalition will not be easy. If Mr. Rajoy can't find the necessary allies, other left-wing parties, including the new anti-austerity party Podemos, could try and form an alternative coalition. Either deal could be messy. Most of the parties recognise the need for change, but they disagree on fundamental questions about how to run the economy and whether there should be a referendum on independence in Catalonia.
The European Union has extended economic sanctions against Russia until July next year over its failure to fully implement a peace deal with Ukraine. Russia described the decision as a short-sighted game. Some EU countries have already indicated their wish to re-engage with Russia. A fire in the Brazilian city of São Paulo has destroyed parts of an historic 19th-century railway station housing a popular museum. The blaze destroyed the roof of the Station of Light, which was originally built by the British. One fireman was killed. The makers of the latest Star Wars film say it has broken the record for worldwide ticket sales in its opening weekend. Star Wars: The Force Awakens recouped more than $500 million globally. BBC News.